The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program, and we go to Bradyville. Tom Brady's old man and his longtime trainer have both trashed the Patriots and Bill Belichick this past week. Tom Brady was asked about his trainer in particular ripping Bill Belichick. Does Brady's response pour ice water on the simmering controversy coming out of Boston? We discuss that and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number four.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a goat tap dance? Have you heard a goat tap dance? Well, you're about to welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we go on the waiting list, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. So I was debating whether or not to take the low-hanging fruit, and then I realized that one of my mantras over the years has been low-hanging fruit is the most delicious fruit of them all. So for this hour, we will begin the festivities in Bradyville. Bradyville, as the Buccaneers have a date with the Patriots in week four, everyone and their mother has been throwing out their hot take on the complicated relationship between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick that led
to divorce. Now, the latest chapter in this story, Tom Brady's longtime personal trainer did not bite his tongue. Now, we had mentioned that this was going to be a big story at the end of yesterday's show. We had seen the quotes that popped up in the Boston Herald from Alex Guerrero, a shady figure, Alex Guerrero, who explained to the reporter that Bill Belichick never evolved and implied that he was treating 40-year-old TB12 like he was 20. And that is why the relationship did not work. So Tom Brady, as you might imagine, was asked about this. The Buccaneers play the Rams in America's Game of the Week on Fox on Sunday. So they have a game before they play the Patriots. But Tom Brady was asked about this story and whether or not there's anything to it, right? Anything to it. And did you hear what he had to say? You did not. Maybe not. So as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Tom Brady says that everybody around him is just protective.
I have, you know, great respect and admiration for my time there. I've had great 20 great years there. I kind of spoke that the last 18 months. You know, it's a great time in my life, but, you know, really happy to be here. And I think we've done some great things in a short period of time. Really love the teammates that I have that I'm playing with here. Love the coaches. The organization's been amazing. Again, it's just a lot of gratitude for me. So everyone has, you know, protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members. And that's just part of being in sports. And you have a lot of people who, you know, because they're not out there, they want to protect. And it's a very caring, loving thing that a lot of people do. But, you know, from my standpoint, I had a great time. But really, my focus has been on trying to be the best I could be for this team and trying to go out and be a winning quarterback, be a championship level quarterback for this team, this organization, because they certainly deserve it. And, you know, I made a commitment to them and I want to live up to it.
All right. So that was Tom Brady, the full extended dance remix. Let us discuss. Does Tom Brady's response, the response that you just heard, does that pour ice water on the simmering controversy involving Alex Guerrero and also Tom Brady Sr.? I'm shaking my head passionately. No, no, end to the O. Now, my take, you've got automated cutting room floor and Harry Potter. And we'll put all of these things together, and we'll put it into a pot, and we're going to cook it on the stove for about 10 minutes, see what happens. All right, so we lead off with the fact that Tom Brady, who has been around the block a few times, now, he's been around the block. He was fully prepared for this question. Something tells me that Alex Guerrero and him had a conversation. Like, hey, this might come up. And so he anticipated, much like a safety blitz or where the linebacker is going to be lined up when he comes up to the line of scrimmage. And he reacted. He audible. Brady was calm, cool, and collected, as you heard. He attempted to sanitize the story. And for the uneducated fan, it worked. I get the sense for the low information fan, Tom Brady is very polished. He's like a diamond. Like a diamond. He flips a switch. And you could hear it in the news conference. This was the New England version of Tom Brady. This was the player that becomes automated when talking to reporters. He digs deep into the bag of cliches, the bag of platitudes, and you heard it. He mentioned his admiration and love. He said, my focus has been trying to be the best I can be for this team, trying to go out and be a winning quarterback, to be a championship-level quarterback for this team and this organization. A great homage to Tampa Bay. A lot of fans eat that stuff up. They love it. Gung-ho, way to go, Tommy, way to go. Now, we are a little different than the average bear. So, furthermore, parsing the words of Tom Brady, I am going to put my shrink hat on and issue armchair psychological evaluation of Tom Brady. So what I heard, while the average low-information fan heard what sounded like porn, oh, I can't, he said all the right things. What I heard was alarm bells, right? Not necessarily from what Tom Brady said, because it was benign.
It's what he didn't say. That's the story, the things left on the cutting room floor. Now, there's actually 2 points on this. Tom Brady gives his old team the silent treatment, meaning he doesn't want to say New England or the Patriots. He very rarely will say those terms. Instead, he uses pronouns like my time there, I had 20 years there, great time in my life. So he doesn't say Patriots or New England very often in these news conferences. He gave what for him is the perfect non-denial denial. But playing the shrink here, when asked point blank about Alex Guerrero's comments regarding Bill Belichick and the relationship, that is where Tom Brady pivoted. That was the pivot point in that. And you got to listen very closely, have a trained ear. But when Brady said everybody has protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members, that's just part of being in sports. A lot of people who, because they're not out there, they want to protect. And it's very caring, loving things that people do. You know what's missing from that soundbite? At no time did he claim that Alex Guerrero misspoke. At no time did Tom Brady say, you know what he said was not right. It wasn't true at all about the relationship with Belichick. He never denied it. Not 1 second did he deny it. And the last point here, it's more likely than not that the matriarch of the Tom Brady family, Tom Brady Sr., and Alex Guerrero were merely playing an internationally loved children's game. You know what it is? The game of telephone. So this is my theory. All right, let me run this by you. Everyone who's in the bubble of trust around Tom Brady, they all formed a circle around Tommy, and he whispered the message into the ear, and then that person whispered the message into the second person in the line. The second person repeated that message to the third player, and so on. And eventually, if you played the game of telephone when you were a kid, eventually the message reached the Boston media. And these are Tom Brady's confidants. They are part of the TB12 family. So think of it like Harry Potter, the Chamber of Secrets, right? It's a brilliant strategy. It's good cop, bad cop. It's Tom Brady not putting his name on any of this. All of these quotes that are taking pot shots at his old team, the Patriots, and Bill Belichick. No, that's just his dad. That's just Alex Guerrero. What are the chances, right? Let me check my notes here. What are the chances that Tom Brady was a human being and complained to his dad about Belichick and the Patriots? And you know, he hangs out with Alex Guerrero all the time. All right, this is his toady. And you're telling me that Alex Guerrero just made that up on his own, and he didn't have any kind of lead from Brady or Giselle that's how it was going down with the Patriots? I mean, come on. I mean, of course, you'd have to be a total rube to think that those comments did not originate from something that Tom Brady had said. There's a deeper meaning involved in this, and he was able to give an answer. I gave a minute answer, and he didn't deny any of the things that were said. He just talked about love, and he used a lot of buzzwords and rah-rah, and everyone's like, oh, that's great, Tom Brady, rah-rah, Tom, we love you. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-99-6-6-3-6-9 if you would like to be part of the show. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller, and you can be part of the festivities. And boy, we would love that. That would be, that would be great. That would be absolutely great. So I wanted to change gears briefly and consider this a mini Maller monologue, mini, very small. I just have a thought, a couple of thoughts here on a story that has not gotten a lot of attention, but is on the back burner and could move to the front burner. It's a basketball story, so I won't spend a lot of time on it, but Dateline Philadelphia on this. Have you heard the rumor coming out of Philly? Is it true that the Philadelphia 76ers are reportedly considering retiring the number of a player who never wore their uniform? In fact, caused all kinds of heartache to that franchise when he played. Well, little birdie says the 76ers are considering retiring the number of Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant passing away in the helicopter crash. The Lakers retired both of his numbers. He wore 8 and 24. He played high school basketball at Lower Merion High School in the Philadelphia area there. And so that is the connection. The Sixers haven't said they're going to do it. They just said that they are merely considering this. People around the team have said this is an option. In fact, somebody that worked for the team for a long time had said this, so it's starting to bounce around. I just want to say, all right, should the Philadelphia 76ers retire Kobe's number? Absolutely not. Right? The comparison has been made because the Miami Dolphins had retired Michael Jordan's number. And that you know, Jordan never played for the Heat, obviously, and so that's that was a great tribute. Well, all right, I think the Miami Heat doing that was lame, first of all. Secondly, I think the Miami Heat with Dan Marino's number that they put up was also stupid. Kobe Bryant has no connection to the 76ers other than beating them in the NBA Finals, right? Other than beating them in the NBA Finals, he never played professionally in Philadelphia. In fact, he was a savage as a player against the Sixers, beating them and Iverson in the NBA Finals. This would be a humiliation situation. Humiliation situation for the 76ers if they were to go down this road. And they toss this out, final point on this, they toss this out as a weather balloon. These things are tossed out in media consumption to see where the electorate is. And a lot of people just love retiring jerseys. I think it demeans the retiring of jerseys when you do it too often. Now, they're great marketing vehicles. You can make a lot of money, and you can it's a cheap money grab. And that's why teams love doing it. And you get very mediocre players these days that are having their numbers retired. It should be for 1% at the most, 1%. The all-time greats. Have a ring of honor. If the Sixers want to have a ring of honor and put Kobe Bryant in the ring of honor, good for them. But this bull crap, like retire the number, no. You're just pandering. At that, you just stop. You're pandering to sell some merchandise. I know you're in the for-profit business and all that, but it's lame. It's lame, lame, lame. I've got no skin in the game on this. They can do what they want, but I'll just ridicule them from behind the microphone. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show again, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We'll take your phone calls. Also, the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We've got that. We've got Balderdash as well. A jam-packed hour number four. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hear them on the radio at 2 a.m. Don't ask me why I listen, cause I really don't know. I can't get enough of that Ben Maller show. Bloviating sports talk, that is, with Eddie Garcia, Coop DeLoop, and Roberto. Well, the first thing you know, Ben's not a millionaire, but he is.
In the air, everywhere.
The Maller Militia.
Well, the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook is an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Oh, this is a new song, Eddie.
I know. I didn't want to talk.
This is outstanding. I love it.
I did not want to talk.
Fly, Maller, fly. Oh, Philly Rob's in the song. The late Philly Rob.
Number 1.
Oh, that's great. This is from, I'm told, a listener named Pat. Coop does not know where Pat is. I'd give Pat love and hugs and all that. That's great. Tremendous job.
I love
Encore.
It. I love that song.
Yeah, I thought
you thought, well, we thought we were crying
yeah.
you.
I thought you guys were busting my balls. I was like, ah, because usually I get the songs first. That's normally how this works. People will send the songs to me, and then I'll send them over to Coop. And this is Pat reached out to Coop, I guess, and obviously and got the either you or Roberto or whatever, and that's how it got on the air. But that's
Roberto.
Great, Pat. play it again. Play the beginning again. I want to hear it. Let's all shut up,
Roberto.
No, not that. This is a really catchy one. I like this. This is outstanding.
Listen to my story about a man named Ben. You hear him on the radio at 2 a.m. Don't Don't ask me why I listen, cause I really don't know. I can't get enough of that Ben Maller show.
Yeah!
Bloviating sports talk, that is, with Eddie Garcia, Coop DeLoop, and Roberto.
Yeah!
Well, the first thing you know, Ben's not a millionaire, but he is.
In the air, everywhere.
The Maller militia always keeps him on his toes as he rants about
the cheating Astros.
The Ben Maller Show.
Oh, that's great. All right, all right. That's, good job.
Where do I come in at?
Bravo.
Never heard of him.
Carmen Meyer.
Oh, man.
M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller.
So I did some research just by...
Yeah, that's cool.
By Googling his email address.
Uh-huh.
He is in Flint, Michigan.
Outstanding. This is, of course, if you don't know, the Beverly Hillbillies. They just did a parody of the Beverly Hillbillies. Is it the Ballad of Jed Clampett? Is that the name of the song? It's a bluegrass type thing, right?
He has his own website. He's an award-winning composer, arranger, producer, and performer.
Oh, this guy's great. You got to send that to me, Coop. And Pat, email me, Pat. That's outstanding. Thank you. We have so many talented people that listen to this dopey show and contribute content. That is
Roberto.
Great. We're going to be playing that from now until the end of time.
Oh, I love that drum. Yes, I love that
well,
drum.
Well, Roberto is going to be playing that.
Roberto.
That's like how Chris Plank pronounces your name when he fills in.
Roberto. No, that's like the cliche, the L.A. news anchors when they pronounce it.
Yeah.
Right? They
exactly,
really lay it on thick.
Exactly.
Roberto.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you, Pat. That is wonderful. You really are good. You're much too good for this show, and we thank you, though, for lowering your standards and being part of this. That is tremendous. All right, to the phones we go, and who do we have here? Who do we have? I'll bet you this guy's a fake. What do you think? This guy's real or fake? Let's go to Boomerang in Indy. Hello, Boomerang.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
No, you're not fake. You're real. I thought you were fake. You're a real guy, Boomerang. You're not fake.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's up? How can we help you?
Hey, man, I want to talk about Joe Douglas and how awful of a GM he is making that Sam Darnold, trade. And I think him and Dave Gettleman must be neighbors or something because they both make terrible, terrible decisions.
Yeah. Well, it must be something in the water in New York, in the New York tri-state area there, in Jersey. But listen, in fairness to Joe Douglas, Sam Darnold, it's only played 3 games. And it's way too premature to say that he's arrived and he's going to be a star and all that. And would this have happened if he had stayed with the Jets? I'm going to go no. He had to go somewhere else, and he has better players around him in Carolina. But I'm still not sold on Sam Darnold. He played the Jets, so he benefited from playing the Jets. And Houston's a god-awful team. And the Saints are actually a legit win, so I'll give that to Darnold. So he's got one legit win under his belt so far.
I don't know. I think Zach Wilson has been terrible. He was terrible at BYU. He was terrible, the whole COVID year. So...
You just want to rant, you want to rave, because Sam Darnold's the flavor of the moment now in the NFL because he played well, and it was the Thursday night game and beat up a bad Texans team in the second half. But the nerds, the guys that keep track of this stuff, they love Joe Douglas. They talk about how wonderful he drafts all these random defensive linemen and linebackers and people like that, and they play well. So, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to too much of that. But thank
you. I'm a Patriots fan anyway, so I don't care.
Then what do you care? You don't care. You should be happy. All right, thank you. What are you calling up on? Joe Douglas, you're a Patriots fan. That makes no sense. Right, thank you, Boomerang. Let's say hello to Doc Mike. I believe he's in Phoenix still. He's normally in Chicago. He travels the world.
Is that Shirley?
No, it's the Doc. You got the Doc right there. Hello, Doc Mike.
Good morning, everybody. And I want to say a special hello to our little washing machine repair girl in Minnesota.
Oh, Regina. Regina in Minnesota. Yeah, I heard a rumor that
Regina.
She called you up, Doc? Is that right? Off the air?
Yeah.
Really?
This girl, she was a beauty queen when she was a little girl.
Oh, is that right? Huh?
Yeah. And she's a doll.
You want to talk to her? You want to say hello to her?
Sure. She's on. And it ain't your voice if you're doing the
No, I would never do that. All right.
You know what I like? No, before you put her on the air, I want you to do Andrea again because I want to, you know, I'm not a hard of hearing, but you did a pretty good job.
Well, I did. You know, I do a very good female impersonation. I love women, and I like to impersonate them.
you and Michelle Obama.
Don't cut that up, Roberto. Come on. All right. No, I'm not doing it again. It was a one-time thing, Doc.
We didn't get any drops of that?
No, we don't have any drops of that. No, because I told you, it's not inappropriate. As Doc was saying,
Andrea have something to say.
Andrea's a doll. So, as you would say, Doc. We don't have a lot of time here, Doc. Yeah. So let's put Regina, Spin Cycle Regina in Minnesota. Your dreams are about to come true, Doc Mike. Regina, hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Doc, honey, I missed you. How are you?
No, I was in Phoenix for 9 days, and something out, hon.
You're back. Oh no, you're going to Minnesota, Doc. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You going to the Twin Cities?
You bet. I got my.
You're
going
to drive to Minnesota to say hello to Regina? Oh my God.
I drove to Kansas City to see your fat ass.
You did drive to Kansas City to see me. and then proceeded to sign autographs to everyone who was there and hand out T-shirts. Exactly.
My T-shirts, yeah. Well, that was history. Now we got a new program going here, okay? This gal is a doll. I don't know, you've got nothing bad to say about her, but, you know, if you got something bad to say about Doc Mike, bring it on, you know.
I hear you. All right, well, Doc, listen, this wonderful budding friendship between Regina and Doc. Regina, what do you think about Doc possibly driving to Minnesota just to see you?
I can't wait.
Wow, you can't wait. Oh, boy. All right. Do we need to get lawyers involved? All right. Thank you, Doc and Regina. Thank you, you two kids. Have a wonderful quarter. Hi, Doc.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Ben Maller Show. We got a lot to get to. We'll get to that right now. And we go real quick. Marcel, I've got a limited time here, Marcel, for food picks. You want to do it or no?
I'm going to do it right now. But
how about this, Marcel? No, wait, Marcel. How about, I think it was our guy Rob in Vegas said, how about NFL picks? Do you have an NFL pick instead this weekend? How about that?
Oh, let's put Rob in Vegas, then I have the NFL. I'm going to do the NFL picks on Fridays except for the food picks.
That's a good idea. We can change it up. That was a Rob in Vegas idea. So we get
yes.
All right, give
no
me now.
No food picks?
No, it'll be quicker, Coop. It'll be quicker. All right, Marcel, give me a five-star Marcel lock of the week. Who do you like this weekend in the NFL, Marcel?
Oh, the Giants. Oh, the New York Giants will play the Atlanta Falcons. They'll play in Europe, including London, on Sunday. That's in week 3 at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And I don't know which time zone will take place in London, but I'd say it will be 3 p.m. GMT. That's in London time.
Who are you picking in the game?
Oh, Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes, you're a homer. You're picking the Giants here. That's a homer pick. That's a homer pick.
I will pick him.
All right, give me two other picks. Who else do you like? Quickly.
Ooh, how about Atlanta's picks? I didn't remember the name of the picks, you know.
All right, so you like the Falcons also this weekend?
Oh, they'll play.
Yes, they'll play. But you think who's going to win? Who's going to win, Marcel? I need a winner, Marcel. I need a winner right now. Come on.
The Big Blue.
The Big Blue. So you're not picking the Falcons. Who's going to win? No. Falcons or John? All right. Any other picks? That's it? All right. Thank you, Marcel. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. The Coop Scoop on entertainment. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. And here he is, Justin Cooper.
All right, Ben, I'm going to start off with some entertainment news.
Well, that's all of it's entertainment, right?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of times to talk about what's premiering this weekend. This is just general news.
Yeah. All right.
There apparently will be a second season of Tiger King coming to Netflix.
What did they miss?
You know what? They don't they haven't revealed what it's the story's
going to
focus
on. He's in jail.
On.
The Tiger King's in jail. There's nothing new to add to that other than if they have cameras in jail.
Well, they did say that they have a lot of unused footage from, you know, filming the first season, but I can't imagine that that's all it's going to be. So there's got to be something, right?
I don't know.
We'll find out. Yeah, there's okay. So
that was a big star. That was a big show.
Yes, at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was watching that. So
it was the two big stars were Tiger King and then that Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, for the big one.
So later this year is when season two is expected to be released. Premiering this weekend. In fact, it's available right now. This one is a new show on Apple TV Plus, and it's called Foundation. Now, this is probably one of their, biggest, what's the word I'm looking for?
Budget?
Yes. That's kind of what I was going
ding,
for.
Ding, 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 ding. Eddie got it right.
I mean, you know, one of their biggest undertakings is what I was trying to say, but it goes hand in hand. Big budget. It's a it's based on the famed sci-fi novel Trilogy. And it's got Jared Harris. He's in it. And basically, it's... They've never adapted this trilogy of novels to TV or screen because it's so vast and it covers such an immense scope. So it spans centuries, these novels, but Apple's going to try and do that. And so the first three episodes are available right now on Apple TV Plus, and then the next seven episodes after that will be weekly installments. And, you know, basically it talks about, you know, other galaxies, empires, and, you know, empires that are going to fall. So, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm very interested. I'm going to check that out. Also available right now on Amazon Prime Video is the fourth and final season of the show Goliath. Now, this is basically a legal drama. It stars Billy Bob Thornton, one of my favorite actors. And it's a great show. The first season was probably the best, but it's held its own since then. And this season, we'll see J.K. Simmons come in as the antagonist. And he's also he plays a great villain. So J.K. Simmons is pretty awesome. So I recommend that one as well. If you haven't already seen that, you can catch up on Amazon Prime. And then...
What about that Muhammad Ali documentary that is on PBS that Rachel and Montebello recommended?
Yeah, well, she already mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's new people listening. I hope, or we're in trouble.
And then I feel obligated to mention this. This Sunday is the premiere of all of the all of your favorite Fox cartoons.
Oh, I wonder why you felt compelled to tell all that story.
The new season of Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, and the Simpsons. Season 33 of The Simpsons.
Wow. And Bart hasn't aged at all. He's the same age. Amazing.
It premieres on Sunday night with the show's first ever all-musical episode.
So Bart should be middle-aged at this point, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Homer should probably be dead.
Yes, and Marge divorced and with somebody else.
Right. Kristen Bell will be playing Marge's singing voice in this premiere.
Go!
And then last but not least, Ben, I know it's a little bit of ways away, but it's before the next Coop Scoop on Entertainment. So next Thursday, September 30th, on Apple TV Plus, Jon Stewart will be making his return to television.
How much are they paying him?
I haven't read a figure, but probably a lot. It's a show called The Problem with Jon Stewart, and it'll be a weekly kind of news current affairs kind of thing, kind of like what he, you know, what he had before, except it's not the Daily Show, it's a weekly show, and it's
except he'll be good, like unlike Trevor Noah or whatever. So,
yes, I just that's so weird that you say that, Ben. I was just texting a buddy the other day. Trevor Noah is not funny. I don't understand.
But he's kept the job for several years without being funny on a comedy network.
I don't
it's amazing.
Get it. Yeah. But anyway, that is Coop Scoop and Entertainment.
All right, thank you for that, Koopaloop. And we appreciate that. We got Balderdash. Balderdash coming up. If you'd like to play Balderdash, call right now. I need a couple of contestants. 877-99 on Fox. Balderdash, game show, radio game show, next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. A piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! It is Benny's Balderdash, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Let's welcome back our defending champion from Ohio. We say hello to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning to you, Dave. You're back again, and you are going to take on Cody in Kansas City. Hello, Cody.
What up, what up, what up?
Welcome in here. You are ready to go, Cody? Yes?
Let's do it.
All right. What do you got going on in Kansas City, Cody? Anything special? Anything spectacular?
Look, man, I just dropped my mom off at the airport. That's true love. Son and mother dropping her off at the airport at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, it is. That's a good son, man. You got to take care of mom. You got to take care of your mom. That's your job. All right. Well, good luck to both you gentlemen here. The categories we have... It takes two, and we also have old man game, and you pick the category there, our friend in Ohio. Go ahead.
Old man game.
Old just man you, game. Dave. All right. Hey, Dave, did you say for me? Is that what you said? How dare
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
How dare you? All right, we'll do old man game for Dave. $200. Like Tom Brady, these athletes were still kicking ass at age 44. Although he was eventually banned from the sport, this would-be Hall of Famer was 44 years old when he broke the all-time hits record.
Dave,
yeah.
Pete Rose.
That is correct. Pete Rose. All right, very good. And it's Dave versus Cody. Next question for $400. It has been a long time since he had won a major event, but this cancer survivor just won the PGA Championship at age 50.
Dave.
Cody.
All right, Dave was in first. Dave.
Go with Phil Mickelson.
That is correct. And good job by you. You got that right, Phil Mickelson. $600. Lefty. Yeah, old lefty, that's right. All right, $600. Dave with the early lead. Will it last? For $600, retiring for 10 years between 1977 and 1987, probably helped this fighter remain fresh enough to come back and win the heavyweight championship of the world at the ripe age of 45. And you want to give it a shot there? No? Anybody? Yeah. No, not boxing guys? He's famous for selling a piece of kitchenware.
Cody. Son of a bitch.
Cody.
George Foreman.
Yes, George Foreman. And we're tied up, Benny, just like that. We're tied up. All right, $800. This Hall of Famer had his official rookie season at the age of 42, but would go on to make two All-Star appearances. He even threw three shutout innings for the Kansas City Athletics at the
Cody.
Age of...
that's all you.
Cody.
Satchel Paige.
Yeah! Oh, man! Boom. $1,000 at the age of 44. This quarterback led the Carolina Panthers over the 49ers to become the oldest quarterback in NFL history to win a game. He retired at the end of that season. Anybody? Actually, was a teammate of Tom Brady's briefly.
Cody.
Cody.
Drew Bledsoe?
No, it's at Vinny Testaverde. No. Oh, no, Cody.
Oh, you've been better off just not answering.
Oh, you should have not answered. Dave wins the game. Dave won the game. Oh, no.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.